You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements that took place throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by independent analyst Terence Hove to take a look at markets and see if we can make sense of them. Terence, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks for the time. A red day on most of the equity markets. We managed to somehow carve out 4 basis points of gains on the all share, even if the top 40 did finish ever so slightly in the red. But a bit of an up and down day, and it seems as though that up and down momentum and cycle continues within the markets.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Good to be here on the show. And I think when we look at that sea of red, as you've mentioned, in the market, we're seeing that sentiment that's actually stalking up. And what's interesting, you know, driving that sentiment, that risk-off sentiment, is, you know, the geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Sell-off in the technology and semiconductor space. I mean, there's been growing concerns there with regards to the capital expenditure. You know, when we look at the cloud computing infrastructure, when we look at the R&D, but in particular that cloud and infrastructure that spend, and the concern that, you know, is this not going to cut into margins, you know, amidst the ongoing, you know, Q2 corporate earnings when we look at it, you know, on the U.S. side. But, you know, the main theme really being the geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and Iran. And a few weeks ago when we spoke, you know, there was a positive hurrah around the peace deal, the interim peace deal that had been signed, and, you know, the momentary truce that was in place. However, when we now look at, you know, that flare-up, and I think even at that time, when we had the conversation, when we're looking at the risks of this geopolitical tension and how quickly it could flare up. And that's now stopped, you know, global inflation concerns. And that's, you know, tempering investor sentiment. And that's what we're seeing, you know, weighing on the market, you know, in terms of that sentiment driver, in terms of that trade, in terms of investment. Investor sentiment where the next investment is going to go.
Terence, speaking of that investor sentiment, at the moment, investors have quite a bit to contend with. They're dealing with factors that you've alluded to around some of the global developments, but at the same time, we're seeing that markets like the gold price start to what we'd think be attractive, apparently not as attractive as what we'd expect with all of the risk sentiment that is sitting out there. Where is the value being found in the markets at the moment? The Rand is a bit weaker. The cryptocurrencies aren't doing too much on their part. Where do investors start to look when times are as volatile as these?
Yeah, I think from that point that you mentioned, you mentioned that the Rand is slightly weaker. It's not, you know, significantly weaker. The Rand is faring, you know, considerably well given the geopolitical risks and being an emerging market, you know, where it's sitting. It's really holding, you know, with that 16 handle. So it also speaks to when we look at South Africa as a destination. You know, some of the locally dominant corporates are outweighing, for example, the commodity driven exporters. You know, on that pricing, you've mentioned gold. Now it's softer. The concern there, it's that inflation concern that's really outweighing that that risk that is in that geopolitical risk in the market. So The thought would be with the geopolitical risk flaring up, you know, gold is a safe haven asset. You'd see increased flows there. There's still flow going into gold, but perhaps not as significant in terms of that price jump, because that pressure is coming from, you know, this global inflation concerns. And that is what's weighing in on the commodity price as well. However, when you also look at the pricing, it's still, you know, quite significant to where gold was. If we look at, you know, going into 2026 alone. So, you know, when you look at that mix of, you know, your resources, but when you also look at, you know, in shares linked to the South African economy, they've maintained an upward trajectory. And, you know, and the resilience is also being supported by, you know, steady corporate updates. You know, you've got Hadako reporting, you know, quite a significant jump in their interim turnover, you know, over 7%. So when you look at South Africa as a destination, you know, in those entities that are operating, you know, within the South African economy, I think you're seeing those pockets of value.
There might be some pockets of value that continue to exist in the market. They might be a bit difficult to find, but markets are still trying to make heads and tails of what it is that is out there from an information perspective. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Independent analyst Terence Hove joining us to take a look at markets and try and make sense of them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.